Isaiah 43 and the verse 25. The Lord is speaking. I, twice it says, it's really emphasized. And then there's another pronoun, he. I am he. So this is something the Lord really wants to tell us. There are three pronouns there in the emphatic. That blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. I just want to quickly leave some thoughts with you that this might become a profitable verse to us around the table this morning. I would want you to think first of all and consider that which is our sad property. Thy transgressions, thy sins, there are sins. And our sins are black, and our sins are many. And so this is an awful thing about us. We have these sins, thy sins, thy transgressions. And we have enough to think about our own, not to be taken up with others. We'll not have to answer for other people's sins while they might hurt us and all the rest. We don't have to answer for them, but we do have to answer for our own sins. So thy sins, and consider them. Not that we can ever forget about them, but consider them thy transgressions, thy black sins. And then consider also that while the word repentance is not in the text, it is implied, because the Lord is speaking this to a repentant people, a people who are under conviction, a people who are concerned about their sins. I mean, the Lord's not going to come to someone and say, your sins are forgiven, and they're not even concerned about them. The Lord only speaks that to people who's concerned about them, people who are under conviction to some degree or some extent. Repent and be converted, you remember Peter says, that your sins may be blotted out. And it talks about the blotting out of sin here, which we'll come on to in a minute. But you'll know that repentance and conversion is a condition to some extent. There needs to be a conviction and a concern and a desire for forgiveness. And that's implied in the text. So the people in the text, they're burdened about their sins. And they're burdened about their transgressions. So that's in play. And then also we know that the Lord alone can forgive sins. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression. The Lord alone can forgive sins. It says here in verse 11 of the same chapter, I, the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. There's no one else. I. And there's no one else, there's no other Savior. And then he says, I blot out your transgressions. And brothers and sisters, we know that only the Lord can forgive our sins. Don't we know that? I mean, the Pharisees knew that much. That only God can forgive sins. And it's true. The Lord has to blot out our sins. And the Lord can do that. And he does do that. That's what this table's about. And that's why we brought this text, because it's a text that belongs to this table. But it's the Lord that does it. I alone, he. And there is forgiveness with God, that he may be feared. And we're glad of that. And then the forgiveness comes by blotting out. Blotting out. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. And I want you to think about that word blotteth out, because that word has the idea of wiping away, just wiping away. It's used quite a bit in the Bible. It's used to describe the destruction of the wicked during the flood. He destroyed all the living on the earth, all the living creatures. And the word there, destroyed, is this word blot out. He blotted them out. He sent the flood and he just washed them away. They were fossilized. They were just removed. They're just like the dinosaurs. And all those animals and beasts you dig up out of the mountains and cliffs, they were fossilized. They were removed. They were just wiped away. They were seen no more. Wiped away. That's what God does to our sins. He can wipe them away. You remember how it's sometimes used of tears? The wiping of tears. You know, you wipe the tears away. Wipe them away. It's the same word. Sometimes it's used of wiping the mouth. In the Bible, wipe the mouth. You know, you've maybe had a meal, sumptuous meal, and you just wipe your mouth. It's all away. That's what the Lord can do with our sins. He can just wipe them away. Wipe them away. He does do that. Another way it's used of judgment of Jerusalem. It says Jerusalem's like a plate. And I'll just turn it upside down and wipe it away. Just wipe the plate clean. And Jerusalem's like, it's a judgment, of course. Jerusalem's on the plate. The Lord turns it upside down. Of course, it'll all fall down. But then anything that remains, he just wipes it away. Cleans the plate. That's what God did in Jerusalem. He just wiped it away. That's what he does with our sins. Wipes them away. So there's many illustrations of what it means to blot out, wipe away. And this is something that the saints pray for. You remember Psalms David, he prayed it, didn't he? He said, have mercy upon me according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wipe them away. And then again, verse 9, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. So the Lord blots them out. He wipes them away. And that's what Jesus does. He wipes them all away in his blood. But I want you to notice also that he refuses to remember them anymore. Now that's something better. And that's something different. You know, wiping something away is one thing. But forgetting all about it is something else. Isn't it? Now, we wash our clothes and we wear them again after they're washed. But, you know, it could be possible that our clothes are fouled in something that we, even though we wash it, we wouldn't wear it again. Like the time of the bubonic plague. You might wash your clothes. You're not going to wear it again because you think of the bubonic plague and the awfulness of it. Or if it was covered in blood, if your shirt was covered in blood, human blood somehow, in a terrible accident, and there's human blood all over you, you might wash it, but you couldn't wear it again. You'd remember. You'd remember, wouldn't you? I couldn't wear that. It's so foul. It all comes back to memory. I couldn't remember it again. And we are black, foul. And it's one thing for God to say to wipe it away. But whenever we look into his face, we know he remembers. And we think, surely he can see it. Even if it's wiped away, surely it's in his mind. Surely it's in his memory. And how can we come to him? He remembered. I can't forget it. I remembered. He remembers it. But he assures us and says, I don't even remember it anymore. Now, can God forget? Yes, if he wills to forget, he can. He can will to do it. He can will to do it. And he does. He says, I will not remember it. I will to do it. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, to wipe them away. But it's even more amazing that he doesn't remember them. And then, why does he do this? I blot out all thy transgressions for mine own sake. I don't do it for your praying. I don't do it for your giving. I don't do it for your servants. I don't do it for anything that you promised to do me. I says, I just do it for my own sake. Isn't that amazing? What could we do for the Lord anyway? Nothing. But I says, He just does it for his own glory. He does it for his own grace. He does it for the praise of... Whenever we get there to heaven at the end, well, no. It's just for the praise of his mercy. He just did it for the praise of his grace. He just did it for himself. He did it for his own glory. He did it for his name's sake. And that's why he forgives our sins. It's an amazing thing. He doesn't want anything. He just does it freely for his name's sake. But while it's free, brethren and sisters, we know it's not cheap. For his own sake doesn't mean that it's free for him. He had to pay a price. It was a cost. And this supper tells us what the cost is, doesn't it? This is what it's all about. This is my blood, he says, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This is my blood. There's a cost. There's a cost. And so while it's free for us, it wasn't free to God. The Lord had to be manifested, and he had to become incarnate. We know that. Our God had to come. Surely our God will come. He's Saviour. His name is called Jesus, for he's a Saviour, and he'll save his people. Our God had to come for his people. He had to take a humanity, become man. He had to become bread and blood, flesh and blood. And then he had to be broken up. It's all here, free, not cheap.